This is VOA News. By remote, I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence will formally accept the Republican nomination as President Donald Trump's running mate for the 2020 election in a little less than 90 minutes. He'll speak on the third night of the Republican National Convention from Maryland's Fort McHenry, site of the 1814 battle that inspired what is now the Star-Spangled Banner. The vice president's speech is expected to highlight the administration's re-election theme of law and order. The Democrats had their national convention last week, officially nominating former Vice President Joe Biden and Senator Kamala Harris. Pence's law and order theme comes against the backdrop of what's happening in the Midwest, where police arrested a 17-year-old young man in connection with gunfire that killed two people during protests in Kenosha, Wisconsin. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Kyle Rittenhouse was at a protest following the shooting by police of a black man, Jacob Blake. Daniel Miskinis is police chief in Kenosha.
The term militia is used. I've got no proof that it has any organization to it. It may be just simply armed citizens. I don't know.
There is video of a young white man opening fire in the middle of the street with a semi-automatic rifle.
There were people running all over the place.
Sheriff David Beth was asked about witnesses who said they yelled at police to arrest the person in the crowd with the rifle.
Knowing what you just said, I can picture all kinds of reasons I wasn't focusing on someone doing that.
Much of Rittenhouse's Facebook page is devoted to praising law enforcement. I'm Ed Donahue.
And those protests have spilled over into the sports world. All three NBA playoff games scheduled for Wednesday have been postponed, with players around the league choosing to boycott in their strongest statement yet against racial injustice. Women of the WNBA joined the men and decided not to play their regular season games in protest. This is VOA News. Hurricane Laura is expected to make landfall along the Gulf Coast of the United States later Wednesday night. It strengthened into a powerful Category 4 storm in the Gulf of Mexico earlier in the day, prompting warnings of unsurvivable storm surge of up to 20 feet, extreme winds, and flash flooding. There are evacuation orders for hundreds of thousands of coastal residents of Louisiana and Texas. Category 4 is the second highest on hurricane classification scales. Iran and the UN's Nuclear Monitoring Agency have agreed on the inspection of two suspected former nuclear sites where undeclared nuclear material might have been stored or used. The agreement was announced Wednesday after a months-long standoff. According to a joint statement, Iran will voluntarily provide the International Atomic Energy Agency with access to the specific locations. The statement said dates for the inspection had been determined, but did not disclose them. Russian military vehicles and attack helicopters surrounded two U.S. armored cars in a tense confrontation in northeastern Syria Wednesday, leaving U.S. troops injured, according to the White House. Videos of the confrontation that were shared on Twitter, apparently taken by bystanders and the Russians themselves, appear to show the Russian troop carriers and helicopters trying to box the U.S. vehicles in and then force them from the area. Police in northern France said Wednesday they'd arrested a man suspected of stabbing a waiter at a beachfront bar after the waiter asked him to wear a mask. A police source told AFP the suspect stabbed the waiter in the chest with a knife. The source said the 30-year-old waiter's life is not in danger. France is battling a resurgence of the coronavirus and has made wearing masks mandatory inside cafes, restaurants, and most other indoor public spaces. European Union Trade Commissioner Phil Hogan, a key figure in Brexit talks and one of the bloc's most senior officials, resigned Wednesday after a week of pressure over a breach of coronavirus guidelines. Hogan tendered his resignation to the European Commission president as the discourse rumbled on and strong indications from the Irish government he should fall on his sword. His departure leaves the Commission in a dilemma, with Brexit talks with Britain deadlocked and a December deadline looming, and no guarantee for Ireland it will retain the powerful position. Moderna Incorporated said Wednesday its experimental COVID-19 vaccine induced immune responses in older adults similar to those in younger participants. This offers hope it will be effective in people considered to be at high risk for severe complications from the coronavirus. The company is one of the leading contenders in the race to develop a vaccine against the virus that has killed more than 820,000 people worldwide. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.